It is February 1st, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. If I told you that $3.8 billion was stolen from futures accounts or securities accounts or even bank accounts in 2022, that would be startling. That startling number, $3.8 billion, is a record amount stolen, but it is the amount crypto hackers stole in 2022, led by North Korean groups, Reuters reports. Chain Analysis reported that hacking activity ebbed and flowed throughout the year, with huge spikes in March and October. If cryptocurrencies and blockchain are supposed to be the next best thing to slice bread, why is it being executed so badly that hackers can steal so much? It turns out that cryptocurrency lender Celsius was insolvent since inception, Quartz reported. Evidently, Celsius was taking deposits of cryptocurrency and using them to prop up the network's native currency, CEL. The name itself should have been a tip-off. It was not just propping up the price of CEL, it was doing it so that Celsius insiders could dump their holdings of CEL. This is a bait and switch and a pump and dump with a bit of Ponzi scheme baked in at times. I will admit, it takes some imagination to dream up this kind of scheme. The UK government's HM Treasury published an open consultation titled Future Financial Services Regulatory Regime for Crypto Assets. This consultation sets out proposals for the UK's financial services regime for crypto assets and marks the next stage of the UK's phased approach. Laurie McAutrey of The Trade has a story about Ion Markets suffering a cyber attack on its derivatives platform that impacted its overnight processing. Some clients, The Trade said, were quarantining all communications with Ion. The DTCC has issued first-ever analysis on how climate-related financial risk may impact market infrastructures in a new white paper that highlights the unique nature of FMI's exposure to climate-related risk and emphasizes value of existing regulatory framework. We missed this the other day, but Michael Toretta has joined FIA Tech as head of strategic alliances. Toretta is a veteran of JP Morgan and is based in New York. He will report to FIA Tech CEO Nick Salinger. Toretta spent over 20 years at JP Morgan, most recently as executive director in the global clearing and execution business. Ken Griffin is putting some of that $16 billion Citadel made in 2022 to good use in the form of a donation to a pediatric hospital in Miami. He donated $25 million, his single largest gift to a nonprofit to his home state of Florida, to the Nicholas Children's Hospital for a new wing to house operating rooms and family spaces. The 127,000 square foot, that's 11,800 square meter, wing is expected to open in 2024 as the Kenneth C. Griffin Surgical Tower, Bloomberg reported. Longtime derivatives industry risk management professional Ira Kawaler has retired. Tom Brady, the quarterback many call the GOAT or the greatest of all time, announced his retirement for the second time. He said this time it is for sure the last time. He really means it, Bloomberg reported. The Wall Street Journal reported that three Indiana cities led the Wall Street Journal Realtor.com Emerging Housing Market Index when affordable markets continued to dominate the rankings, led by Lafayette, Indiana, home of nearby Purdue University. Sadly, Bloomington, Indiana, home of Indiana University, was not on the list. The journal said the index identifies the top metro areas for home buyers seeking an appreciating housing market, a strong local economy, and appealing lifestyle amenities. News Corp, parent of the journal, operates Realtor.com. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have an edition of our Options Discovery video series, Option Price Behavior Over Time and the Option Greeks. Dan Passarelli of Market Taker Mentoring explains these concepts and more in this full interview with JLN's Alex Tang. In this full interview, Alex speaks with author, former trader, trading mentor, and business media personality Dan Passarelli about how option values change over time, as well as the intrinsic and extrinsic value of options. You can find out more about Dan on his website, markettaker.com. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from The Atlantic, how ChatGPT will destabilize white-collar work. No technology in modern memory has caused mass job loss among highly educated workers. Will generative AI be an exception? In the next 5 years, it's likely that AI will begin to reduce employment for college-educated workers. As technology continues to advance, it will be able to perform tasks that were previously thought to require a high level of education and skill. That could lead to a displacement of workers in certain industries as companies look to cut costs by automating processes. While it is difficult to predict the exact extent of this trend, it is clear that AI will have a significant impact on the job market for the college-educated workers. My comment. I have not worn a white collar for over a year, except to a funeral. Does that make me exempt? Here's another story, this one from CBS News. The headline, New York investors snapping up Colorado water rights, betting big on increasingly scarce resource. With the federal government poised to force Western states to change how they manage the alarming shortfall in Colorado River water, there is one constituency with a growing interest in the river's fate that's little known to some Wall Street investors. Private investment firms are showing a growing interest in an increasingly scarce natural resource in the American West, water in the Colorado River, a joint investigation by CBS News and the Weather Channel has found. For some of the farmers and cities that depend on the river as a lifeline, that interest is concerning. My comment, they are snapping up Colorado River rights rapidly. Here is a story from Pointer. Why Ralph Nader is launching a print newspaper. Ralph Nader is starting a newspaper. Yes, that Ralph Nader. Nader, the consumer advocate, former presidential candidate, and scourge of corporate interests. At age 88, Nader is still going strong and beginning with his hometown in Northwest Connecticut. He's determined to do something about the news desert crisis in local journalism. My comment, did I ever tell you about the time I talked to Ralph Nader on the phone after the financial crisis of 2007-08? He was a classmate of a NYSE member I knew, and he wanted some information about the derivatives markets. The longtime NYSE member, who was a reader of JLN, thought I would be the perfect person to talk to his friend Ralph about the issues he was concerned about. Here's a story, this one from the New York Times. Air Force says proposed Chinese-owned mill in North Dakota is significant threat. After more than a year of debate about whether a Chinese company's plan to build a corn mill in North Dakota was an economic boon or a geopolitical risk, an assistant secretary of the Air Force has weighed in with a warning that the project presents a significant threat to national security. The letter from Assistant Secretary Andrew Wilson P. Hunter, released publicly on Tuesday by North Dakota's senators, noted the proximity of Grand Forks Air Force Base to the proposed mill and said the project raised near and long-term risk of significant impacts to our operations in the area. My comment, the mill just happens to be near an Air Force base. How convenient. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Bloomberg's ex-city analyst who exposed LIBOR takes aim at its successor. Subtitled, Scott Peng says limits on term SOFR use are skewing market. Second was Eric McNulty's announcement on LinkedIn that he is starting a new position as chief financial officer at NinjaTrader Group, LLC. Third was the four best diets for healthy aging that experts say will keep your brain sharp and your body healthy from Fortune. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Traders see AI technology shaping their future. JP Morgan finds, over half of survey respondents see machines most influential. Elsewhere, JP Morgan finds cooled interest in cryptocurrencies. Traders are betting artificial intelligence and machine learning will have the biggest impact on financial markets in the coming years. More than half of respondents to a JP Morgan Chase & Company survey of 835 institutional and professional traders said those technologies would have the most influence on trading in the next 3 years. That's up from a quarter in 2022. This trend towards automation is something we're seeing across the market now and is expanding into the credit and rate side as well as commodities, said Scott Wacker, head of FICC e-commerce sales at JP Morgan. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. Celsius used customer funds to prop up token and cover shortfalls, examiner finds. The crypto firm sold customer Ethereum and Bitcoin to fund purchases of its proprietary CEL tokens before bankruptcy, according to a court-appointed examiner. Celsius Network LLC used customer funds to cover shortfalls in its obligations to pay lofty yields and to prop up the value of its SEL token while some company insiders were cashing out, according to an examiner's probe into the crypto lender's practices before its collapse last year. Celsius sold customers Ethereum and Bitcoin to fund purchases of the firm's proprietary SEL token since it wasn't earning enough yield through its various investment activities to cover obligation under its flagship customer offering, according to the report by Shobha Pillay, the examiner appointed to probe the firm's business practices. And then finally, here's a story from Reuters. Britain's finance ministry sets out draft rules to regulate crypto assets. Britain's finance ministry laid out its first set of rules to regulate crypto assets on Wednesday, saying ongoing turbulence in the sector and the collapse of exchange FTX highlighted risks that need addressing. Crypto assets such as Bitcoin have little direct regulation globally, but regulators are taking a closer look at the downfall of FTX last year, which left millions of investors nursing losses totaling billions of dollars, some of them in Britain. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.